WRPB 448 monitoring. WSDY 438 on the band. WSDY 438, Mount Pleasant on the band. Was on fire last night. Yeah, I'm sure the days are limited here. As soon as it starts getting a little colder, I'm sure that ducting will just kind of go away. All right there, sir. You travel safely.
Quiet out here. Complaint department opens up at 9 a.m. Well, I'm just getting one in the queue. GMRS is dead. Long live GMRS, right? Well, for as long as I've been on it, it should still last that long. I tried last night. He rode pretty hard, so I felt some, muscles that I hadn't used in a while, particularly where you generate power, and, but I feel great today, better than walking, hobble a little bit the next day. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about a hard walk, but, you know, over five miles hard, that is at a very fast pace. I generally pay the price for that for a day. Well, like I messaged you last night, I was quite impressed at what you did for the first time in, I don't know how long since you've done a bike ride like that, but I was impressed to go out and get that much done first time. I mean, three laps, what is it? Two laps is a mile around this place, and I used to do, 4 to 6 laps a day, but since my ankle and my knee were injured 6-7 years ago, I don't walk like I used to. I do hit the treadmill, but it's not the same as being out in the open air. Oh, yeah, when I first started running, first time I ever ran 5K was, the first time I ever ran a mile was on a treadmill. And, I was actually treadmilling a lot then. I never dreamt of running outside. And as I started to get better and better and started to routinely knock out 5K on the treadmill, I decided, well, hell, why not transition to the outdoors, get a little fresh air, see the world. And it was different, I'll tell you. The treadmill offers some cush, that you just don't get on the open road. And I don't know if, you could buy an adequately cushioned shoe. I got a pretty darn good shoe, but it's still, I had those when I was on the treadmill. So, I had the cushion of the shoe plus whatever give the treadmill would give. And, hold on. Then you transition out the road, and even if you have the same shoes, you've lost the give of the treadmill. And, it said good morning, the next day. But I was doing it pretty regularly and pretty decent. So I wish I could find a way to build up my shins and my ankles and all that stuff so that I could, I wouldn't pay for it like I do. But I don't know, it might just be. It just might be my age and lack of circulation in my lower legs or something like that. I don't know. my memory serves me correct, didn't you play hockey when you were younger? Because I played, and as a goaltender, I messed up my lower back and hips and knees and ankles and so on and so forth, and working, you know, in a cold environment as I did as a meat cutter, I didn't wear a lot of thermal. I just kept moving in the cold. Matter of fact, most of the time I worked in short sleeves. People go, are you nuts? I said, no, just keep moving, you're fine. So I put my body through a lot of cold situations and active situations, especially from the waist down, hips, knees, ankles, and yeah, so that's why I'm paying for it, and that's why the problems I have. Yeah, goaltender, pick up hockey mostly, just drop in. Nothing really official or regular. And I found that somewhere in my 40s, it just got really tough to get in and out of the position. And became non-existent. So it's been 20 years. So probably still got some of the old gear stuff. No, probably not. I probably pitched it and I had the garage issue. But I think that was responsible for my knees aren't bad, but, you know, I got to watch my knees and my lower back. But I think that stuff would have happened anyhow. I think, if anything, that doc, he might have prolonged it by strengthening those, you know, those joints. I don't think it antagonized it. Well, I was doing both junior and beer league hockey, pickup hockey. You know, goaltenders always skating for free and pick up stuff, but I quit playing when I was 25, 26, because my I was married and my oldest daughter was born, and I just couldn't play anymore. And then the eye injury that I suffered was coming back to haunt me a little bit, but that's now been corrected. So on and so forth, but yeah, I think hockey really just takes a lot to your lower extremities, whether you're a goaltender or not. So I don't know. And to even think about playing now, I was looking at the price of equipment lately. I look at it from time to time. And you can't even touch a set of pads for $2,000. And I just looked at it and I just shook my head. How do these parents pay for this stuff? Yeah, I mean, just to give you an example of how, you know, mediocre I was. My stuff was mostly all just, you know, stuff that I got from others and stuff. I had the old horsehair Coopers, you know. I didn't even, and they, you know, the modern pads were out there and available. You know, but I didn't have them. You know, I just never took it seriously enough or did it enough. So when I say I played, I want to be very careful, you know. Somebody that actually played and was actually good, you know, or something like that would wipe the floor with me. But I did enjoy it, you know. And but yeah, I see some of the pads now. I do the same thing. Sometimes I just kind of like peruse, you know, and look at the goalie gear. It's so nice. It's like, oh my God, look at this stuff. Unbelievable. Yeah, definitely. I just shake my head at it. My brother's youngest son played hockey, and I mean, I got all my stuff out of Ranch, and now you got this place called Granny's or something like that out on 15 and Van Dyke, and it's a hockey world. I walked in there once just to see what it was all about, and I couldn't believe the cost of it. That was probably, oh God, 15 years ago, and I don't even know if it's still there or not, but yeah. The position will beat you up, whether you play rec league, beer league, or, you know, like I said, I got as high as junior B. But it was just the fact that working and being on the ice three nights a week and working two night shifts a week at Farmer Jack's back in the day. It took a toll on my body for sure, and that's probably why I have the mobility. Well, I can definitely say for a fact it's probably the reason why I have the mobility issues I have today. WRCY 565 for identification. WRQU850. Yeah. Well, I would, if I was going to, the only thing I really have, my knees are a little, they kind of like say, hey, every now and again. I wouldn't say I have a problem with them, but they do remind me that they're old now and again. But my back, I have a problem with, and I think that might be just riding the hardtail choppers and stuff in my biker days. I did a lot of miles on a hardtail, and I think that might have might have contributed. I think it was work where it actually, you know, the moment that I could pinpoint where my whatever happened in my lower back. I remember I was pulling a big old trunk unit out of one of them bathtub Chevys, you know, the old Caprices with the that looked like a turtle, and I was extended out over the trunk, and it was the trunk unit for the Centaur X was way up on the package shelf, and I had to get it out. It was a fight, you know. You had to give them a good tug and drop the handle and tug, and all of a sudden pop. And I just dropped to my knees, and we're just like, oh, God. You know, it's like, and it passed, like, in about, you know, I don't know, probably within 5 minutes easily. It was, you know, whatever it was, it passed. I go, God, what was that? And didn't see it again for years. But that was, I think, the moment. Whatever it was, whatever rupture or popped or collapsed or whatever the hell it was, I think that was the first of it. Catch up with you later. I gotta run over to Beaumont and get tested because I'm going out this afternoon, this evening, and I'll let you know. I'll tell you that I'm about tomorrow morning. All right. Let me know. Same time you run the drill. I'll catch you later. WRU 850.
Feather light is 400 is going to be a piece.
all in. This is exactly what it would be getting. And you got to put, you know, temperature into the factor as well. We all know how, cold weather, especially when that's going to be deployed. You know, everything is different in the plastic realm. Something that is still loose, even when it's super cold out, is easier for me. Because I'm going to be going at midnight or whatever. It sounds like
WSEU 202, listening in. WSEU 202, listening in.
WRQV 743, station 3, operator.
WSEL 475 radio check. Dan, do you come in?
Can you hear you loud and clear? Over.
WSEL 475 out.
Test 123. WSEM 306, Max, can you hear me? Over. WSDY 438, Shepherd, on the band.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, mobile monitoring.
Morning, 810, WIZP 544.
Yeah, good morning there, 544. Beautiful morning out here. I'm mobile, just coming into Saginaw right now.
Roger that. Another beautiful day up there, tipping a bit. Fixing to do a little fishing this morning ourselves, Roger.
Sounds like a great day. I'm going to
820 WRZP 544. We'll try it again, sir.
Back at you,
544.
Not sure what was going on here. All of a sudden, I had a whole bunch of
QRM
on the radio.
Roger that. Much the same here. Wish you a happy day there. Be safe out there, and we'll do it again. Best for you and yours, sir. WRZP 544.
WSCR 342, any station available for a signal report?
This is Whiskey Santa Charlie Zebra 810, you're loud and clear.
Thank you, WSCR 342, clear.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile.
Thank you.
WSDY 676 to 690.
Good afternoon, 676. WRVV 690.
What's going on with you?
Not much, looking at the news.
What's wrong with that? I'm out in the course right now.
Copy that. E-course. Copy that.
Up, moving around on the handheld.
Copy that. Okay, I have the radio on. It's charged up, so I'll have it on and listening. WRVV 690 listening.
WXBY 676 monitoring.
I'm fine. It's a boy named Bob. Can you hear this radio today?
WSEU 202. We changed the antenna to see if we can get out this time. How about our Sheboygan Bob? You got a copy on Scott down here in Roseville? Come on. Is that OM1 A system working today, 202?
WRYW806.
WSEU 202, can shout out to KF8BXU. Eric, you got a copy on this radio?
WRUG 488, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, calling. WRUG 488, Jack. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave in Flushing, calling.
WIG.
Hey, Jack, I got you. That sounds like you're mobile.
Give me a second, I'll be on the basis.
Okay, we'll stand by.
How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just wanted to let you know I went to the Tiger game again yesterday, and I tried from the parking lot at Comerica Park, and then when I was in Madison Heights, I was trying to get the McCollum repeater, and I was not successful either place, so... It makes me feel very fortunate to be living where I'm at to be able to hit the repeater here in Flint so that people can hear me, because I got no luck in the Detroit area at all.
I don't know why you should have, I don't know, your handheld program for 675 or 625, but I just...
Yeah, I changed the repeater. I got the list on my phone. So I did change the repeater settings and everything. I know that the tone is the same. But I tried the repeater and I couldn't get it at all.
Tone is 141.3. Roger.
Yep, roger that. Same thing as here in Flint. So that I didn't have to change on the radio at all. I just changed the repeater. This is channel 30 on my phone. And I think the Detroit repeater is channel 28. And I think the one in Macomb is 26 or 24. I'm not sure which one it was. But that's the only thing I had to change was those two channels. And leave everything else alone.
Well, I believe channel 18 is that Detroit repeater 625, and channel 20, if I'm not by mistaken, because I don't have anything in front of me right now, it's that Mount Clements repeater 675.
WRVG 374.
He was transmitting on the right channel and listening on the right channel as well. So I just don't have enough oomph to get through all the standing stuff down there, like buildings and things, with these little guys.
I don't know what kind of antenna you have out that way on that radio. What's the name of that antenna you have that way?
They're just little TID radios with Nagoya. The Nagoya 771G on both of them. So I was using the H8. Right now I'm using the H3, which is plenty from where I live here. Down there, I was trying to use the bigger one, and it still didn't work.
Well, if you're on the right channel, And you have, I know you have the right antenna, that Nagoya 771T, which is, well, you should have done, hold your hand held straight. If you had it straight up in the air, you should be able to do it. Roger.
Roger that. I was standing out next to the car and had it straight up and down like I have it down, up and down right now. And it just wasn't enough to get to the computer. It wasn't even, it wasn't pinging it or anything. So I guess if I want to use the GMRS in Detroit, I'm going to have to get me a larger base, a mobile radio with a mobile antenna with a little more wattage output.
Oh, what you should have done, get away from the car or the, you know, back of the car or something like that, and talk on that 771G. That's what you should have done. And it was not what you should have been done on, go on 625, because that's Detroit repeater. So you should be able to pick it up with no problem, because that is the highest repeater out that way in Detroit.
Yeah, I did all that. I changed the channel to the repeater in Detroit, and I don't know where the antenna's at in retrospect, you know, to where I was at. I was in the parking lot at, right in front of Comerica Park, and I couldn't get anything. Nothing was coming in, nothing was getting out, no pinging, no nothing. So I'm just going to have to get a stronger radio system if I plan on being down there on GMRS.
What's the name of your radio you took down there?
It's just a TID radio, like I'm talking on right now. As a matter of fact, it was a bigger one. It was the H8. This is the H3. So, and this is easy. I'm in Flushing, and I'm, 10, 12 miles from the repeater. But I must be just sitting in a prime location from that repeater, because I have no problems at all hitting it and talking to Ohio and whatever, up to Bob up in Sheboygan and everything. So it's just that, or I was just in two bad spots down there. I don't know.
When you go there to Detroit, give me a shout before you get there, and give me a shout when you're there, see if I can reach you. And the only way I can tell you, you know, you gotta get away a little bit from the buildings, so that way clear up the path for that repeater for you. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I was in parking lots when I was trying to get out. Like I say, the one in front of Comerica Park, the big parking lot in front. Straight away from the front entrance. I was in that parking lot in Detroit, and then I was in the parking lot of Salvatore Scalatini on the 12 Mile Road in Madison Heights, and I could get nothing. And I know I'm in the green area. When you look at the map, I'm in the green area, but I must not have been in a green enough area for me to get out.
Another question. Are you using the same radio right now? What do you think you took down Detroit?
This is the smaller of the two. I've been told the other one sounds a little better. This is the H3 that I'm talking on right now. The H8 is what I was trying. That's the one I usually talk on when I had it down in Detroit yesterday.
My favor, can you put that one when you went to Detroit? Can you put it on? I'll wait for you with no problem. And this is WIUG 88. if there's a radio check out that way. Well, your audio is very low, so I don't know what to tell you. And give us your call sign, WIUG 48. Okay, so you're on the handheld, and you are very, you know, your voice is very low. So you must come back and talk from the radio. And I don't know what kind of antenna you have out that way, Roger.
I got a Breeze 7-7-1.
But now you sound a little bit better. I don't know what you did, but you did sound a little bit better from before. So you keep it up that way. And also, if you have short antenna, it's not going to work that great for you. What you do, get you one longer, maybe 15-inch antenna, which is that, I was just telling the gentleman, Nagoya 771G. Roger.
I'm brand new to GMR, I just got my call sign.
No problem. You are welcome to GMRS anyhow. My name is Jack, and if you need any help, just give me a shout. And I don't know if you wrote down my call sign, WIUG 48. I'm in Rochester Hills.
Good copy. I'm in Rochester.
We'll talk to you a little bit later, or later on. WIUG 48. Station 439, you still out there, buddy?
I'm in Detroit. And the guy in Redford, you may want to get a little closer to the mic, or increase your mic gain if you can find that on your menu. Increase it up a few notches. But Jack, this is the radio I was trying on while I was in the parking lot in Detroit and in Madison Heights.
Do me a favor. What channel are you on? Are you on Detroit Machine or Mount Clemens Machine?
Right now, I'm talking on the Flint one. I'm in Flushing right now. But this is the radio that I had while I was in Detroit in the parking lot at Park and the parking lot at Salvatore Scalapini in Madison Heights. And I tried the McComb. I think it's the McComb repeater in Madison Heights. And while I was in Detroit, I was trying the Detroit repeater. I could get nothing.
WRVG 374.
Station 374, go ahead.
Hey guys, I was just listening to the gentleman that's in the Flint area that was traveling yesterday. Just a point of reference, I spend a lot of time in the Madison Heights area and struggle all the time to hit the Mount Clemens repeater from Madison Heights, especially with an HT. You may have been able to hit the Detroit repeater from Madison Heights with an HT. I'm regularly able to do that. But the Mount Clemens repeater, for some reason, it just doesn't reach that far. But the Detroit one does. So you may want to try that next time. Not real sure why you were struggling downtown. It could be because of the buildings, but I'm going to definitely give it a try now, knowing that there was somebody else that struggled. Back to you guys.
Yeah, I definitely struggled. At least I couldn't get anything in Madison Heights. Do you know where the antenna is located in Detroit? by chance?
I do not. I know that I live on the east side, like in the 94 corridor, like St. Clair Shores, Grosse Pointe area, and I'm on the Detroit repeater right now, and I can hit that all the way north of 696, but usually switch over to Mount Clemens when I hit 696. So I'm not sure, but it definitely reaches, Detroit reaches further north than Mount Clemens does south, if that gives you any reference.
Station 439. The Detroit repeater, if you go on MIA.systems, it'll tell you what exactly the Detroit repeater.
Hey guys, this is 374. I am getting out of the car. It was great talking to you this afternoon. Good luck next time you get downtown, and hopefully you can figure out how to get some get out to the repeater. Have a great day, guys. 374 out.
WSBQ 996. I'm pretty sure it's on the Renaissance kind of.
Thank you, 374. Talk to you later. WIUG 48.
Yeah, maybe Detroit will get into the playoffs. Maybe I might get down there for that, for one down there. Another try. Okay.
I don't know if he's still out there or not. WIUG 48.
Good afternoon out there, Jack. This is WSBQ 996 calling.
Good afternoon, Polly. How you doing today?
Okay. Hey, I'm pretty sure that the repeater is on top of the Renaissance Center, isn't it?
Last time I heard, and you heard Compass Marshall. I don't know what that is. I have not been down there, but that's what the last time I heard. Roger.
Yeah, I always thought it was on top of the Renaissance Center because it was GM.
The best thing to do is go on the internet and punch in MIA.systems and show you what all these repeaters are. All of them, this shows, all seven of them.
Okay, Jack. Well, it's always nice talking to you. I'm going to get back here on the side and copy the mail. It's WSBQ 996. Standing by.
Good to hear from you. Good talking to you anyhow. I always come back. WIUG 48.
Good afternoon, Jack. WIMW 329. Making my speaker jump over here.
SM, what's happening? How you doing today? I think you still at work. I'm sure of that, Roger.
All done now. Just trying to make my way home. Headed home now. Hopefully I don't run into no road closures. I know Trump's in the warren over here somewhere.
I didn't get
Yeah, I'm just on my way home, trying to make my way home. Oh, yeah, definitely see some closures already at 8 Mile here. It's a trumpet town, so they got a whole lot of road closures around.
No, I mean, somebody here in this, from a different state, is that what you're saying?
I think Trump's supposed to be at the, I think somewhere at the college, 12 Mile over there somewhere from what I understood. So right around the Warren area, they'll be all on full lockdown. I'm not sure what time it's supposed to happen. I'm just trying to make it home here, copy?
I don't know that. I don't know nothing about that anyhow. I don't follow these things anyhow. See if you can get on the expressway and come home.
I never get on the expressway. Those things are always, you get on and then there's always a backup somewhere. So I avoid the expressway for sure, all the way.
I don't know, maybe side streets. Sometimes side street, I don't know if you have a GPS, it should be tell you the side street.
I thought they had it blocked in at 8 Mile. It looked like an accident. I've seen all the lights, it's like an accident there. I also only see one car, so the other one must be kept going.
Are you on a DB20G?
Sir, I'm on a DB20G.
Yeah, that's why. No, you're sounding good, but a little bit of crackling because probably you're moving. And I don't know what kind of antenna you got out that way.
I was on a Detroit repeater. I just switched over. Maybe it's sounding a little better now.
On 100% better. Roger.
Yeah, plus I'm moving pretty good. I guess I get a little static when I'm moving. Just trying to get home. Get home in one piece. I'll be doing good today. Be another good day.
I know what you're saying, Tim, but don't open that other door. That money is going to go to the other door. Don't do that today.
Yeah, that door is always open. I keep trying to close it, weld it, whatever I can do, but that one's always open for sure.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. But sometimes you gotta close that door. You can't keep it open all the time.
I've been trying to do that for years, Jack, but it ain't working out too good for me.
We'll get you a big padlock and close it.
I wish I could do that. I definitely had it locked long time ago, then the money just piled up. But there's always somebody's hand in there for sure. You gotta pay if you want to have a little fun, I guess.
Same thing here. The money goes out, the money comes in, money goes out again. They can't have no padlock on those things. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. No sunshine today, but it's pretty nice out here today. 73 degrees, it says in my vehicle here. But, I say it's another good day.
I see the sunshine, which is, makes it a lot of different. And a little bit windy here, but it's sunshine, which is good. And I have a 71 degree here, so I don't know. Roger?
Copy that. Well, maybe we're getting some of the effects from the hurricane. I don't know for sure, but we might get some kind of feedback off of it for the clouds. Cloudy last couple of days, I guess.
And that could be that hurricane. It was bad this morning. I opened the TV and it was very bad. The water was going so high, unbelievable. And, you know, it could be that wind, probably that's why it comes all the way here. But we're not too far from Florida anyhow.
I'm supposed to head northeast, I think, or northwest, northeast. So it's going to come up and hit around Atlanta, but I think when it hits that area, it's going to die down a bit. It's going to lose a bit of power, so. Yeah, there's a lot of damage. I've seen some of the news yesterday. There's a lot of flooding going on. Not good.
They say about 2 million without power over there. Just on Tampa, that's what they said.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's a lot of people. Well, a lot of people lose power. They don't know how to survive without the power of the cell phone. But if you prepare for it, you can get through the worst storms, I guess. But depending how bad it is. But water is kind of hard to avoid, so I'd probably get out before it got started.
For sure. Now, you're still going, or you have to stop and go?
They're hitting some of the lights here. I'm coming up Grossback. I'm about 12 mile right now. Grossback at 12 mile. Yeah, a little bit of stop and go with the lights.
But anyhow, yeah, at least it's 45 miles an hour over that way. Roger?
Yeah, that's fast enough for my old Jeep here. I don't have to drive 80. If I hit the freeway, you got to do at least 75, 80 without getting run over. But at 45, slow pace, I'm good.
I know where you're at exactly over there. There's a big warehouse down there at 12th Mile and Grossbeck.
A lot of industry, a lot of small businesses along through here. Quite a few businesses, small business factories and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Phil, I got back out of here. Maybe somebody else has got to use the frequency. Well, I'll talk to you a little bit later. This is WIUG, Brady.
Jack, thought I heard another station coming in here, but okay, you have a good one. We'll talk to you later. This is WRNW 329. We're clear.
Hey, Jack, I'll just clear out of here with you, too. Yeah, I was doing everything right, putting the antenna out and standing away from the car in the middle of a parking lot and these little handheld guys. I know I'm in the green area. I know. I've been on the MI8 webpage, and I know, you know, I was within that green area. Just, these little guys just can't get out that way, and I feel very blessed being where I'm at right now, being able to talk with ease from home anyways. All right, take care, Jack. We'll talk to you later. 73s. WSDD 439, clearing the frequency.
Do me a favor. Next time you go there, take two radios with you. I want to see what's different. Roger?
Will do.
Hey, take care. Always good talking to you, and always good to hear from you. WIUG 38.
WRBM 211 Mobile.
Station 983. Station out there, 983. WIUG 48. Copy. WIUG 48. Clear. Station 218. Station out there, 218. WIUG 48, copy.
Copy. WRZX 218, what's happening?
Not much. How are you doing today? I haven't heard you in a couple of days. Roger.
Copy that. My voice is back. I'm all good now. Over.
That's good. I'm glad to hear you back. Anyhow, not much going on. Last night, the 600 came in. I couldn't get out, and there was nobody on that 600 last night. This morning, too, the 600 popped up. I guess because the leash are going back and forth. Roger.
Yeah, I was trying this morning. It was trying. It's a little warmer today, so I thought maybe humidity and that maybe a little bit affecting it, but it wasn't nothing like a week ago, several days ago, though. Go ahead.
Roger, it was open and very clear. Even Ohio was on that 600. Roger.
Copy that. I hooked up my 11 meter. Been listening to a few guys on there. Channel 17. Yeah, it brings back the memories.
I see what you're saying. What do you get up on the Yagi?
Yeah, I got it on that. I might have to go a little bit more east. I'm not sure. It sound okay? Go ahead.
Sound okay, but a little bit sluggish. I don't know, a little bit slushy when you talk. Roger.
Copy that. Does this sound any better? We're back on the Iris right now. Over.
Sounds good and free and clear. Even the audio is very clear.
Roger that. I have to go a little more east of that Yagi and see what's up. Or I might have to check my coax too. Could be a problem there. Who knows?
I see what you're saying. You just got to follow that coax. See how it is out there. Make sure it's tight, you know, and the Yagi doesn't move back and forth when the wind's blowing. That's another thing. If it moves a little bit, it's okay, but not a lot.
Copy that. Yeah, and to wait, let all these leaves fall, and then see, because that was the way it was last year. It worked tremendous in late fall through the winter with no leaves or obstructions. So yeah, that'll be a test too.
So the leaves are already turning yellow, you know. It's just a matter of they're going to come down, but they already turned yellow here. Roger.
Copy that. We're already filled a little yard waste canning up already. This big one's dried up because it don't rain. But, yeah, I'll let all these leaves fall. See if it gets better before I move it anymore to the east, and that'll be a good check.
I think that's a good decision to make. You know, wait till they go down and see how much you can do. I'm sure there's a little bit of room you can do better on that, because I had the same problem with that. I have 5-element Yagi. I was doing the same thing. And me and Don, we got it all straight at that time. But now I took the Yagi down, so I just got to find another place to put that Yagi.
Yeah, roger that. Now you get that put back up and aim that thing towards Detroit West 600, and you should be able to hit that with any time, over.
Yeah, but you know what? I got the wrong coax cable. I got only 20 feet cable. So to me, to do that, I got to go jump on that... On the garage and put it on the garage, and that's where the opening is. That's probably why I need. So I'm gonna need another 10-foot of coax to get that going.
Roger that. Yeah. Or just get one whole new one, just one piece, 50-footer or something, eh?
Yeah, well, I don't know about 50-footer, but you know what, the tighter, you know, with I used to install the satellite and everything else, it used to be, it's good to know that, and they teaching us that at this network. What they did is, they told us, the coax cable, run it from the dish straight up to the box. No extra. That way it doesn't, you know, pull so much juice. Just do it that way, and don't cut it in the middle either. Get it all straight. That way you don't have no problem. So I don't know. That's all my thinking all about right now. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Straight run. Short, straight run. Over.
That way you don't have no problems, cut corners or anything like that. Or, you know, the moisture gets on these two, you know, on the 259. Get the moistures in there, and it's not going to work that good. And that's all they were teaching us, you know, at that time, about 25 years ago.
Roger that. Yeah, I'd like to get one of those that pass through the window and hook your coax to that. I might need one of them. They're like $50 though, aren't they? Over.
Do it yourself. It's easy.
And that sounds like there's another station out that way.
Yeah, Jack, it's Bob, WRZP 544. Hey, brother, I bought one from MFJ that's got 8 of those leads. It locks into the window. Coax plugs outside the window, then you plug your coax inside the house. I wish I'd have built it. All you need is an extension PL259, female to female. Cut your board, put some weather stripping on it, and stick it in your window. Save yourself $50. I wish I had. WRZP 544. Thanks, guys.
Copy that, Bob. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I was always right.
But I don't work for crap. My window cranks out.
I'll be
failure.
Randall, sounding good as always, guys. I gotta get back to my honey-do list in here. I heard you and I wanted to comment that. Yeah, save your pennies, man. It ain't worth it. You know, and then while you're at it, go ahead and put a nice ground rod outside there, and you can run your ground the same way. Roger, for all your equipment.
Copy that. I drove a 6-foot quarter inch copper down in the ground with a 4-pound ball peen hammer. Never again. Too old for that. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. I did a 12 footer, but I had help next to the car. And then I've got another 4 footer here. Drove into the through the cement and the Radio Shack down in the ground there, and just as a secondary. And then of course, I run lightning arresters on all my coax as well. All right, guys, like I said, back to my honey-do list. We'll do it again. WRZT 544, Jack, you have a fine afternoon. And Randall, you take care as well. Clear the network.
Copy that, Bob. All right, have a good one. WRZF 218, back to you, Jack.
After that, Bob, you take care. And I just want to see how you're doing, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you anyhow. Good talking to you. Good to hear from everybody. WIG 48 is clear.
WRGX 218, standing by.
Systems go here, Jack. Thanks for asking, brother. Just finishing up some door frame painting on the outside before it gets too cold there, and just finishing up on the honey-do list before old man winter settles in.
It's good to keep you a little bit busy. Anyhow, good talking to you, Bob. WIAG 48.
RZT 544. Take care, brother. Out here.
WRWH52 requesting a radio check from any station on air.
WRZT 544 Sheboygan County, sir. You are loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. WRWH592 is off to you.
That WRZP 544 Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSTZ927, Mike in a mobile, listening. WIUG 488, WRZP 544. Jack, are you by the frequency?
Yeah, you just responded to WSTZ 927, Mike in a mobile. Yeah, just heading north of Holly, heading towards 75. You get a signal report?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, exit 310 up here. You're sounding good, sir.
Can you come back with the road and exit? I think you're on 75 up in Sheboygan.
That's correct, sir. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, exit 310, Ryder.
Dang, I'm south of Flint. That's a long way off. I think I'll be near exit 103 when I get on here.
Roger that. We're blessed to have the MIA system. They're linked repeaters, so keep doing what you're doing and travel safe, sir. When you get up this way, you need anything, give us a holler. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob Clear on your final and monitor.
WRTF 910 is monitoring.
WSEP 544, radio check.
Okay, this is WSTZ 927 replying to the radio check. Heard you loud and clear.
Copy that. Thanks for the response.
RZP 544. Hey, Randall, are you by the frequency? IUG 488, WRZP 544. No contact, WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WRYV 421.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Still here, WSPW 983. WSPW 983.
Whiskey, see that arrow. Arrow, go.
WSBN 598 monitoring.
WSEG 482 on handheld monitoring.
Good evening, WSAI 620. How's everybody doing?
WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Living the dream. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I just got back into Michigan from Arkansas. I'm bored out of my mind. It's a 12-hour drive. We had to go through that nasty storm, too.
Roger that. That never makes for comfortable travel, that's for sure. So hopefully no damage done and you're on your way and making tracks, Roger.
WSEN 598, monitoring.
Five nine eight, how you doing? This is WSAI 620.
WSAI 620, where are you located right now?
I'm calling Detroit from, I think we just passed Monroe. Yeah, we're like near Rockwood. Yeah, we're coming up on Flat Rock, heading northbound on I-75.
Be having a good drive.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. Looking forward to being home. I'm glad the weather is nice and cleared up over here. And, yeah, I can't wait to go home and sit on my couch after sitting all day in my driver's seat.
Hey, Godspeed.
All right, fellas. Well, thanks for chiming in. I'll be monitoring. Have a good night, and everyone enjoy your weekend. WSAI 620, clear.
Enjoy the rest of your ride. Be safe, brother. WRZT 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
This is WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, monitoring the frequency.
WRYR 503, listening.
Man, everybody's got their ears on, but no one wants to chat.
Sitting here watching the trees change color and the geese fly south. WRZP 544.
Yep, it's that time of year. I can smell it in the air. Can't wait for winter to roll around so I can stop doing yard work. WSAI 620.
How are you this evening, Kurt? WRZP 544.
The guy from Sheboygan out here still?
WRZP 544.
Hey, well, good evening. How you doing?
Yourself, and hopefully you and yours are doing well, Roger.
Yeah, this is Jim, WRYR 503.
Jim, Bravo Oscar Bravo, Sheboygan County, sir.
Is there another fellow in here that said he was from Wolverine or something?
Can't confirm that, but there is a fellow up here in Felston, Roger.
Well, we got a bunch of clowns out here tonight. I can see it's going to be one of those nights.
Do that half, and we'll do it again. WRZP 544.
Got a couple amateur rigs running here in the background, and I'm listening to the repeaters. Anyways, people are playing games on them, so. Friday night. I guess the beer has already been opened.
WSDZ 927. Hey, does anybody know what happened at Skips and Flushing? A lot of police activity in Flushing.
WRBD 525 mobile.
Not able to make you out, unreadable, unfortunately, very staticky.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 to 690. Talk to you earlier.
Yeah, try that again. That transmission was
So I'm at the same spot I was at when I talked to you earlier.
It was a good transmission, and I got it. WRVV 690, listening.
You got a copy now, 690?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still out here at the water, in any course.
You got a line in the water, or are you just sitting there watching it splash?
Just sitting here watching it splash.
Same parking location or down the way?
same location.
Copy that. I'm gonna go ahead and finish this fishing up and get my I'll get back with you. Make sure your phone is charged. I tried to call you and it went to the recording.
Okay, it's charging now.
Copy that. WRBV 690 clear with 676.
WSBY 676 standing by. WSET 544 WQZJ 969. I'll copy.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WFBN 598 monitoring. If you are listening, the Detroit Tigers are about to clinch a wild card spot for the top of the ninth. It's 4-1. And the White Sox out of Chicago are about to be the worst team in modern baseball history.
Hear that, Alpha 696.
We got gloves on the field. We got a bunch of fans standing in the stands. It is a hot night here in Comerica Park.
Go Tigers.
WFDN 598, signing off.
WRKY 276 trying to contact Macomb 675.
Test the radio.
Station 847. That station out there, 847. This is WIUG 488. Copy. Station out there, 847. Station 847. WIUG 38, copy. Yes, not out there. WIUG 38, clear.
WSDZ 927 looking for Mr. Porty. Mr. Porty, can you hear? Pulling on to 75.
Confirmed, can hear.
I picked that up loud and clear. We'll hit you in about another 10 miles heading south on 75.
10-4, Mixter.
This is WRKY 276, trying to contact anyone on the Macomb.
This is Zero.
Hey, this is WSAT 580 on the Macomb Peter Mount Clemens.
WSDZ 927, looking for Mr. Porty at the 7523 split, heading south on 75. Gotcha, loud and clear. Sunshiny day. Next contact will be at the Holly North exit. We got WSTZ 927 looking for a report from Mr. Porty, getting off at exit 108 on 75 South.
Come back clear as day.
That's good. We got you, Mr. Porty, yet. Next contact will be in the middle of Holly. We'll be stopping at the Mugs and Bops for a little petro. WSBZ 927, just wondering if Sheboygan Bob has still got his ears on.
WRYR 503. I forgot to say monitoring.
WSD 927. Looking for Mr. Porty, just about pulling in the Mugs and Bops and Holly.
Jack, we got you. A little scratchy, but sounds good.
Can you repeat that? You were breaking up a little bit.
We got you, but a little scratchy. 10-4.
Signal is not that clear coming into Holly. I will try again once I get out the south side of Holly.
10-4.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG, but it ain't clear.
WRPD 448 monitoring.
Test 1-2. We got WSBZ927, second to last signal check for Mr. 40. Can you copy? WSBZ927 looking for a copy from Mr. 40. WSBZ927 looking for a copy from Mr. 40. WSBZ927 calling for Mr. 40. Thank you.